Ahoy, pirates, and welcome to the Talking Ship Podcast. Here, your ragtag crew talks writing, craft, goals, and a lot in between. I'm Ella, your ship navigator, and a self-published author with hybrid aspirations. Here's the rest of the crew.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline, a mother, a NaNoWriMo ML, and a co-founder of the Writing Pirates Discord community.
Hi, I'm Paige, and I write mostly fantasy and romance, though I have been known to dabble in some other genres.
I'm Katie. I write middle grade, YA, and fantasy, and I self-publish short stories for adults.
Ahoy, I'm Brooke, a mother of three and co-founder of Writing Pirates of the Inky Seas. I love to write urban fantasy and things that go bump in the night.
Now, it's time we start talking ship. In this episode of the Talking Ship Writing Pirates podcast, we are talking about writing communities. So, second week of Nano Edit Mo, and we had our server writing retreat in a virtual capacity.
Which went splendidly.
It was fun. It was great. We did it. We rocked it. It was amazing. Congratulations, everyone who, actually got some writing in. To those of you who didn't, there's another retreat next time.
Next quarter, right? Are we doing them quarterly or just twice a year?
Twice a year for now.
Okay.
So our next one will be September. But yeah, as part of the Writing Pirates of the Inky Seas.
Wait a minute.
Our Discord group, we have regular community events, and twice a year for now, we also have virtual writing retreats.
There was a rave.
The music dungeon, that was very nice.
Should we talk about what goes into it, or like a little sample of the kind of things we do for the retreat?
Yeah, sure. Katie, would you like to?
Sure. So twice a year, we are hosting these virtual writing retreats. We usually have a panel component where sometimes the moderators and sometimes participants from the server can host a panel on a subject of their choice. It's like a little mini TED Talk. And we've had a lot of really good educational ones. We've had people talk about their experience in the publishing industry or teaching aspects of how to write something better, something that they have personal knowledge on. And some are just kind of for fun. We also have other events during the retreat, like co-working, sprints, general goals and intention setting, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, all these fun things come together all because of our community, which is today's topic.
Oh, what a tie-in.
Yeah, that was great.
So we've mentioned pirates before. Should we go into a little more detail of how we got our start as a community and how we've evolved into what we are today with virtual retreats and a podcast?
Yeah, it officially started actually on Facebook. We were the Rebel Writers or something like that. We wanted an 18 and up type of, not to be vulgar, but just to be able to feel like, you know, we didn't have to be too limited on our topics, or you know, if we were writing erotica, you know, things like that. Just things that are very limited in age. So Brooke really took the lead on forming that.
Poorly.
It was a lot to try and take on, and Facebook doesn't have the best setup.
Facebook was very limited in the way we wanted this to begin with. So it really didn't go very well to begin with, because I was like, oh, a Facebook group for people who want to write.
Yeah. And even then, like, it's actually improved now what you can do in groups and things like that, but it hadn't yet. We started it during a nano. I think, or very near to one. And so during Nano, it actually got a decent bit of use, but as soon as Nano was over, it just fell off and kind of got forgotten about. We tried to revive it once or twice. And then at, would have been 2018, October 2018, we both were on Discord and thought, you know, that could be fun to have. We hadn't touched it in I don't even know how long. Whichever one of us had the idea, we made a Discord server for it. And it was the Rebel Writing Discord. I think I got all the rules in, you know, and we didn't have very many. Most of them really have stayed in the same exact form on our rules page now. I literally just updated things for a Discord format and continued using that when we became the pirates. We came in with Discord. We're like, well, what if we have a theme? But the Discord didn't take off. We had like maybe 4 or 5 people in there. But yeah, it just kind of got forgotten. A year later rolls around. It's October again. And I won't go into many details. We were not satisfied with our local region. And we didn't even have really an ML, which Brooke and I then became the MLs for our region in 2020. But this is 2019. And so we kind of just revived it. You know, we weren't trying to replace any sort of like actual local group. We just wanted that space. And this time around, I revamped everything. I deleted the old posts. I knew a lot more a year later about how Discord functions, like how the permissions work, how settings and tools and different things work, categorize things better, channels. I had been in more organized community servers where when we began it, I was really mostly just personal things or role-playing groups, but small, like maybe 8 of us in there. But I had now been in more community things where I could take inspiration from that, from the way they had laid things out. And so that really helped me get a format down that was organized, could be large, but not overwhelming. And most of the time, I think we still have managed that to this day.
Right. And originally, too, we actually just started this as an intentional writing community.
Yeah.
You know, that was our plan. We wanted a writing community that was on the same page that we were.
Yeah. We started because, you know, Brooke and I are both local. We're both in the Memphis area. And we had some other friends from the Memphis region, which if you're unfamiliar with NaNoWriMo, it is broken into regions, sometimes as big as a state, sometimes very small, just to kind of help get a sense of community and organize in-person events when that's actually possible. We were briefly all Tennesseans or Tennessee natives that had maybe relocated but still felt connected. We have a few very long-term Memphis region members that have not been in Memphis for a very long time. And then, you know, they had a friend. Then the next person had a friend. You know, I know that Brooke already knew Katie, even though Katie is not a local.
She's my baby.
Ella came in thanks to Belle. We've had quite a few. 3 of us in this podcast are from the Memphis area. So it started there, but the first time we got an international person, I want to say it was someone from like Argentina. Maybe we had one before that, though. It was kind of a moment for me because this had started just as a little, let's have our own little space, our little eating up, and maybe we'll grow to like, oh, if we got 20 people, that'd be so exciting. And now I get warnings when I do an at everyone announcement. You will be tagging 90 plus people. And yeah, that includes the bots, but that's still a lot. So yeah, it's just kind of grown. I think we're really unique. I noted one day a while ago that we are not a writing server. We are a community of writers. So I think it's unique about us. And
it's really cool to have a place where you have that support in that community, even if you're not actively working on a project, to just know you're around other writers and have people to turn to, which is something I really enjoy. But on the other hand, you talked and touched on how this was not something that was built overnight. This was a multi-year ordeal that it took to build until it became something good. Well, yeah. Something lasting. So that was a good point. But on the other end of the spectrum, I have not built a community. I've participated in it, but I know the struggle in shopping around different groups until you find one that fits, because I found it's easy to find groups that have people that you jive with, but really difficult to find groups that the entire culture helps you not only prosper, but help the group prosper as well. And I think that's one thing where Writing Pirates is very successful, is we help each other and we help the group. So everyone wins.
Definitely.
Until this point, especially with Discord, I didn't know anything about Discord. Jacqueline was the person to go to. And even then, she was still learning.
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, there are plenty of communities out there for writers, but they weren't quite the right fit for what I wanted to see personally. They weren't, you know, there was certain limitations, or, you know, it was just overwhelming So the way we started this was just because, you know, I personally hadn't found anything that really fit the mold that I wanted. And even then, I wasn't even sure if writing pirates was going to fit the type of mold that I saw, because I had Jacqueline, you know, we kind of bounced ideas off of each other.
Yeah, we started even our little thing because we just wanted something that fit what we were looking for. Because you and I both probably saw communities, joined communities, whatever, and finding one that fits is difficult. And when you do, you cling to it. Writing Pirates does not look anything like I thought it would, and that's not a bad thing. The community itself has molded it.
One of the things that I really like about our server actually is the suggestion box, right? We've kind of had a channel to offer suggestions to the mods, to the creators, and that helped a lot of the participants of the server really drive the direction of the server in terms of creating the kinds of content or the kinds of structure that we needed. So there are a few different channels that, you know, there's some that we've deleted along the way, and there are some that we started just on a whim and have really kept because the community really used them a lot and rallied around them. So there are things like we have a quiet co-working channel, right? It's a voice chat channel, which Discord allows you to do is to have video calls or audio calls with other members of the server. But in this case, we're actually, we don't have our videos turned on and we're muting our microphones because we just kind of want to sit there together with each other in a quiet, almost library-like space. And sometimes we'll have mics on if we just have some like kind of keyboard tapping in the background. But we create these quiet co-working environments, and that creates accountability for people. And we'll check in and say, oh, I'm going into the co-working room. Anyone want to join me? Every week we have a check-in in our brag board where people can talk about what they accomplished that week or what they didn't accomplish, and we can kind of hold them accountable. We have a channel called Kick in the Pants, which is for people who just need a little push to get moving. They can post in there and say, hey guys, kick me. I need to do this thing before the end of the day. And just having someone else step up and say, hey, go do the thing, really helps me at least. And I think a lot of us, really helps us go do the thing.
We're not just writing support, we're life support too. I feel is one of the biggest benefits of us as a community, because in my experience, when a community gets a little too insular, it's almost more difficult to participate in it regularly. So having that openness is something that I really enjoy and look for in a community of writing support. It's one of the things they always talk about when you're looking to become an author. Whether through self-pub or trad-pub or both, is to find your people. And finding a group of people that is not only right-minded, but willing to support each other personally is something that has really benefited me.
Right. And when we started this whole thing, it was just we wanted people to write with. We wanted a community of writers. But even now, cut to, 2 years later, we don't just have writers anymore. You know, our community has grown tremendously in the sense of variety and diversity. We have artists who come in, and we have different people from all around who they're like, well, we don't really write. It doesn't really matter anymore so much that you write. If you want a community that gets you and supports you, that's what has come about. From all of this is just we became more of a support group that talks about writing, and sometimes every now and then we write.
Yeah, we've had a few people who don't really write, but I'd like to. I've found with a lot of people that stay, and we've got a pretty decent retention rate. I found with a lot of people that stay, they come for the writing and stay for the people. You know, that's where we stopped being a writing server and started being a community of writers. And then from there, like Brooke was saying, we're more of a community of creatives on top of it all. Everyone here maybe has written or does write to a small degree, but they're just looking for people to get them. And we found that. And we have a health and fitness channel where we've done challenges that have to do with step counts on top of our word counts and things like that. And just trying to grow and mold in a way that everyone is getting something out of this. The flexibility, I think, has really helped us have this loving feel.
Yeah, and definitely appreciate that in pirates. So, pirates aside, What challenges have you faced in trying to find community before? Because I know when I've looked, I've had groups where I didn't quite jive, groups where they weren't particularly active. What have your experiences been?
I started doing NaNoWriMo and I started really taking my writing seriously a little over 10 years ago. 2009 was the first year that I participated. And in the more than 10 years since I first participated in NaNoWriMo, I have lived in 6 different states or countries. So relying on a local writing community just has never been useful for me. I move around too much. There's not that sense of enduring local support. So having an online group really is where it's at. This is the place where I'm going to thrive and the place where I'm going to find my community. And so it's been challenging with the sheer number of writing communities that are available online. You know, it is hard to find one that you really jive with. So this, I feel like I lucked out with this one.
I found when I've joined, and not just writing groups, but when I have communities for other interests, the same issues, quote unquote, that I have in each one kind of translates across the board. I will join in on a community, Discord, forums, whatever it may be. When I enter a community for the first time, I look at the rules and how are they written? What is the vibe? How are people being greeted? How are people interacting with each other? Is it a lot of, you're in the wrong channel, you need to move? I wanted something that, while structured, not rigid. And so people could be friendly, but not personable. To me, that's, they're different. Maybe they're not. I don't deal with vocab. So I would join something big and I would feel too small. I would feel unnoticed. Or I would join something small and it would be inactive. Even if it was somewhere in the middle and neither of those problems, people might be clicky. Not even on purpose, but they were already friends. Like, inserting myself into a group is something I've never been good at. Any community that I have stayed in, writing or otherwise, has met that need where I feel welcomed in. Not overwhelmingly jumped on, okay, start talking now. I like to ease my way into anything and kind of get a vibe and then start talking. But finding where people felt very welcoming, but chill, you know, where you can just join in and start laughing and telling jokes and hanging out. And that's why we're 18 and up. We can just swear and be ridiculous and silly and mess around with each other and also sometimes write.
Yeah, for me, it was, I used to live in this place that was in the middle of nowhere around just a whole bunch of, essentially just around a whole bunch of old people that most of them I was related to. I couldn't really get to local groups because most of the local groups were 2-3 hours away. And I couldn't make that type of time because I had kids. You know, I had kids in my early 20s. I had all of these different responsibilities that I couldn't make the time to get to a local writing group. And even then, I'll be honest, I'm a very anxious person. And I, especially back then, used to be very nervous around new people. And it was hard for me to actually put myself out there in a physical group, which is why switching to the online communities, it seemed to help a lot with that anxiety because you were still behind a screen. People couldn't see you unless you wanted them to. But of course, back in the day, you didn't even have that, you know, a couple of years back. So I went looking for online communities, and most of the writing communities, like Jacqueline said, were either too small and inactive or so large that it was overwhelming, or they were specific about certain things like critiquing work. I love the idea of critiquing work if that's what you're looking for. But for me, I wasn't really looking for that type of thing at the time because I was just looking for someone who's like, yeah, I'm right here with you. I'm crawling through this ditch of writing the same as you right now and having someone that, you know, you're pulling along in this ditch. But for me, finding online groups was just super difficult in that way because you didn't have a lot back then, especially a few years back. And now things are, you know, they're coming around.
Yeah. And one thing that I have had more success with is finding a more specific writing group that has things that the writers inside might have in common. For example, before Writing Pirates, I was part of an LGBTQ plus writers group. So we all had that common element of the queer identity that brought us together in addition to the writing. So having something else in common beyond this hobby or possible job that we are looking toward, I found that has also been helpful. And I actually found about Writing Pirates from that group. So it all comes together.
Kind of adding on to something that Brooke was talking about, although now I don't even remember what her original point was that made me think of this, but the idea that our writing community is, I mean, it is a support group, but it's a support group for people who aren't necessarily established writers, right? Like, there are a lot of writing groups out there which are for people who already have their stuff figured out. They know what their writing schedule is. They know what they're doing. They are already published, or they're clearly working towards publication, or they have an agent. And like, a lot of us are aspiring, but we're still figuring out a lot of the technical details of how to reckon with this writing lifestyle. How do we balance our writing with our day job, or with parenting, or with other types of creative professional work that we do, or being a small business owner? You know, and a lot of it is about us grappling with sometimes personal or individual issues like ADHD. There are several of us here in the server with ADHD. And having someone who's going through that same process and who's trying to figure out the steps towards our goal, rather than knowing exactly how to work towards our goal, I think there's a lot of support and there's a lot of camaraderie here, and that we're all kind of figuring these steps out together.
So we've talked about how we can have communities of people where we are at in our own writing journeys, but I know there's also the aspect of community of your audience.
So obviously, planner stuff is not the same as writing stuff, though there is a lot of overlap because obviously writers tend to be planners, or I don't know, I feel like writers have like a love of stationery.
Yes, we do. Yes, we definitely do.
It's a thing. But I mean, you don't have to, obviously. If you don't love stationery, don't worry. You're still welcome in the writing community. But I feel like when it comes to a writing community versus like where Pirates is kind of a support group versus a writing community where you're kind of advertising in a way, I feel like it's kind of hard to strike that balance of I'm advertising to you, but I'm also like wanting to have people that have a like mind and are joining in. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of, you have to kind of walk a fine line of what you're doing there. So I don't know. I don't know if any of you guys have that feeling or experience. I feel like Jack might, since she kind of, I guess her and Brooke kind of had this whole writing community as their like brainchild.
Yeah. I feel like we're a little bit of an anomaly. And so I'm always torn between, oh yeah, we created this. We totally should know what we're doing.
We do not.
Pirates kind of happened by accident. I will say that. We've put links, especially during Nano time, we put links out there into Nano groups, into their forums, things like that, just to say, hey, we exist if this is something you're looking for. But we haven't really ever tried to market. A lot of it's been word of mouth, and I've been putting the links out. So I don't know how much help and insight I can give on that, honestly.
There's really we don't have a set formula on how we market this toward anyone. It's just, you know, for us, it's mainly just, hey, if you feel like this is a place you want to show up at, cool, show up.
Yeah. A lot of community building is striking a balance between what your ideal for the group is and what you can actually provide.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because it can be very hard to self-promote to your own peers, right? Like, we do have a promotional channel in our server and it gets a little bit of use, but it's not something that we're really focused on. And I think a lot of the benefit of this particular server of the Writing Pirates is the fact that a lot of the changes that we're making, or a lot of the ways that the server has been shaped in the last couple of years has really been very community-driven and community-led, right? It's not necessarily coming from this top-down hierarchy. We do have these administrators, we have the mods, we have the founders, Jack and Brooke, you know, us who kind of work as mods within the server, but we're not necessarily just making executive decisions about things. We're taking suggestions from the community. Community is asking us for specific things that they want to see. We've had a number of monthly events that have been suggested by the members of the server. I mean, you know, even most of us are like, I personally have not been a mod for very long. I was just a server participant for quite a long time before this. And I really felt like my voice was heard and we were able to shape the growth of the server and the way that we accommodated people very organically because people were asking for it and the mods were able to listen and deliver on that.
Right. And, you know, it originally started, this whole community started with just myself and Jacqueline just being like, hey, let's throw this thing together. And later on down the road, we realized that this was really taking off and we both have things in our lives that we have to deal with on a regular basis with kids. Like they continue to exist on a regular basis. And we knew we had to bring in some more people. And for us, it wasn't very hard to figure out, okay, we know who would really benefit this group as a whole. And that's when Ella came in. We were like, Ella, organizing queen, you know, Katie, Paige, Belle, all of you had in one way or another helped to shape and create this community in a way that Jack and I never could have imagined, which, you know, boils down to, yes, it was all really, truly community-based that helped to shape all of this. It wasn't just me and Jack deciding, this is what we're going to do. This is it. This is the only thing that we're going to allow in here. But having so many different voices to say, okay, you know, we want to see this, we want to see that, it just felt right.
Yeah, that's something. I'm touching back on like the things that didn't feel right versus did. I feel like a server, the mods, the admins, should just feel like members. Obviously, there's a bit of authority. There's a bit of we're the behind the scenes, the planning, we're making things happen. But you don't want to feel separate and alienated. And when we chose who to promote, it was purely based on who is active, who is already helpful to other people, and who just has the right vibe. All of us are members here. You know, we have a slightly different color in our role title, and, you know, we can see a few more channels, but beyond that, and I think that helps keep the friend vibe.
And with that in mind, what's some advice that you would give to someone who's looking to find that community, other than join the Writing Pirates of the Inky Seas, of course?
Well, that's always my first. No, I do feel like we are the right home for a lot of people. We are clearly appealing to somebody to be doing all right, you know, and to have, I was really worried we wouldn't make it past that first nano that we had this like open and we're actually trying to get it going in 2019. And we did because we had community. And some people may want a more rigid structure. They may need a more rigid structure, keen for a writing community or whatever the interest may be. Whereas we were looking for friends who just all happened to be in this ride together. And so for people, when you're looking for a community, you've got to feel out what is it that you need from the community. Do you need accountability? Do you need challenges every month that you will participate in and word goals? And we'd have some of that. Or are you looking for friends? Not to say that the first example can't become your friends, but are you looking more for the social structure or the actual activity that you're looking for, in this case, writing? So to think about what you're looking for and what your needs are from a server or community of any kind is really the first step, I think, for anybody should be.
Right. And on top of that, when you're thinking about a community, it's always a good idea to look for people who are open-minded, who have diverse voices, because if you're joining a community, if you want to join a community that's just specifically about your genre, it can to some degree be limiting. To actually broaden your horizons a little bit in terms of, you know, finding people who are writing all different kinds of things, you're going to actually find more personal advice on when you get stuck. These people are going to help you find new and creative ways to actually get past that stuck. And that's what I've started to notice. If you're talking just about vampires to people who talk about vampires, they're going to have the same, advice of like, okay, well, this is how you fix it, versus someone else in a completely different genre, say romance, being like, no, why don't you add this? And it just completely and totally changes things. So finding diverse groups can actually be really beneficial to you when it comes to looking for a community.
I will say too, I feel like a lot of writing communities are really big. And that's not a bad thing. I feel like I'm more of a lurker. And so when I'm in these bigger communities, I tend to just like take in information, and it's hard for me to like want to share my own information. So this is going back specifically to writing pirates, but I feel like it's important to find a place where you feel comfortable, whether that's in a big community or it's in a smaller community like writing pirates, because the only way you're going to get those new ideas is if you are sharing your own information as well.
Generally, my advice for someone who's looking for community is to really think about what kind of structure or format would best serve you and would best support you. In terms of, like, you know, if you're looking for an online community, are you looking for something that is going to be on all day, is going to be present, and where people are constantly engaging with each other? Is it something that you're going to want to check once a day? Is it something that you want to use as a distraction, or is it something you want to use as a motivational tool? Like, are you going to be engaging with this community, you know, before you write, during the time that you write, after the time that you write? And, you know, in terms of whether you're using an application or a software or meeting people on a website or in a group or something, you know, is this something that is really accessible for you and is going to fit into the flow of what you already do or what you want to do? I think Discord and this kind of writing server really works well for me personally, because there's low pressure to be there all the time, but there's often a lot going on. And at the same time, it's like the best merging of a chat room and a forum. So it lets you have these ongoing conversations, but it also lets you, you know, share information in a way that you can find again, that you can reference. And it really opens up the ability to have a lot of different conversations. But yeah, I would encourage people to think about, you know, what kind of application you want to use, how frequently you would use it. Is it already part of your workflow? You know, and where are the people that you're trying to meet? Where do they hang out? Are they hanging out on Twitter? Are they hanging out on Discord? Are they hanging out in the NaNoWriMo forums somewhere else entirely? You can often find the kind of community you're looking for using the structures that you already have in place in your life, and just kind of trying to figure out how you can tailor that to work for you.
Yeah, what you said about a chat room and a forum, my mother, what exactly is that Discord thing? And that's how I described it. It's the perfect marriage between chat room and a forum, because you have the structure of channels and categories, but it's instant. You know, everything stays there, but it's instant. It's instant messaging. And I agree wholeheartedly with finding the format that works for you. This is my favorite. I like having instant but organization.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I love that Discord kind of reminds me of like AIM and MSN Messenger. And I had missed those in my life when they kind of went dead. So I'm glad that Discord is around now.
We're dating ourselves with that one, but yeah.
Stop dating me. Please stop dating me, you guys.
Yeah, in case you guys didn't know, we all kind of were raised around when the internet was kind of becoming what it is now. So
stop, Paige.
The internet was born, especially old lady Brooke.
I love the old days, okay?
Oh, man. I had AIM way longer than it should have been around.
Oh, same. Same, which is interesting because Jack and I went to the same high school and we didn't know each other back then, but it's interesting that we both kind of stuck around on AI.
I know. We are the same people. Mm-hmm. How did this happen?
But yeah, as one last bit of advice to those looking to find community, I would say it's a community, not a marriage. If you join a group that just doesn't work for you, feel free to leave. Even with professional organizations where you're paying dues, like the Romance Writers of America, groups like that, if your needs are not being met by the community, you have no obligation to stay unless you sign something.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know what you're talking about because we are all married.
I mean, really, Ella?
I mean, we are each other's wives.
disclaimer time. Jacqueline and I are married, but we're actually not.
We're all wives. We're not married. But yeah, I mean, never feel obligated to stay in a group that doesn't work for you. And while I'm sure we would love to have Pirates be the perfect writing group for you, everyone's needs are different. Any final thoughts on community?
You know, it doesn't necessarily matter what it is, but most people, you need one. You need something. Especially if you're going to do, and we touched on this last week, a writing challenge, be it NaNoWriMo or any of the others at any point in the year. Having community is make or break for so many people. And so just reaching out, you know, like Ella said, we might not be right. Whatever you join might not be right, but it's worth finding.
Even if you are an introvert like me who pretends that they don't have to talk to people, you probably do.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think a lot of us are. And on top of that, don't ever expect the writing community that you decide to be a part of to be perfect. We're not perfect. We're not ever going to, you know, tell you that this is the absolute best perfect writing community. It's all about what you take out of it and what you put into it that makes the community. So, you know, just don't expect everything to be amazing and perfect all the time, and you should be good.
Yeah, I would also add that it's important to recognize, too, that you as a member of any community have an impact on that community. And if your needs aren't being met, you can have conversations with other people in that community to figure out what you might do to solve that, whether it's creating more structure, creating more accountability, or just genuinely asking people around you for help. It's a really hard thing to do, but it's really, really important doing this kind of work.
Open, honest communication. I love it. But yes, that has been episode 2 of the Talking Ship podcast with the Writing Pirates. So we'll be back next week talking about where we get ideas for our writing. So if you, like us, are on the edge of Camp NaNoWriMo and, like me, aren't sure which project you're going to write still, that might be a good episode for you. So with that, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Talking Ship podcast. You can find the video version on YouTube on the Talking Ship podcast channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Talking Ship Pod, or visit our website, writingpirates.com, for show updates, occasional snark, and a link to join our Discord server. We'll see you again next week, but until then, keep your writing flag flying high, and go plunder some words for us.